This ain't my business, but I just know about it.
We back, baby. It's income tax season. And we in here. Yeah. I got Lock Meal in the building with me. Mike, what up? Hi, Bird, Batman, what up?
She ain't called me handsome, bought me food, and then I'm here.
Yeah.
She said, did you use a condom? Of course, I don't do skin to skin. Then she welcomed me back with open arms. That's how the story ends. This time I'm pushing peas, I'm pushing pound, I'm pushing it. My Spanish bitch get hit with dick, and now she screaming out all that. My new bitch got the best location, her crib by a circle. Stop and pick up me a backward, then you know I'm on the way. My ex was a Pisces, she was like me in the worst way. Honestly, I'm blaming her for how I treat the hostage.
What's up, man?
Welcome
y'all to another episode of
That Ain't My Business.
But let's talk about it.
Man, we in here, man. It's your boy FTF Ugly Man, the myth, the legend, still the voice of the ratchet.
And it's your boy Nesto the Dunn.
Man, it's your boy Iceberg Pac-Man, the hood voice box. Hey, free my nigga 10 Hendrix.
You hear me? And
10 Hendrix.
Free 10. Who we got in here with us today, man?
Oh, Lil Mike, La Familia.
Well, man, we got La Familia, man. Lil Mike up in this thing, man. You heard me? What you say? What you got?
I'm cooling, baby.
Well, I set you up today. I got you on here. It was a trap. I got you on here. You already said, man, your fiance, she finna be on your ass, wondering where you at. You heard me? Shout out to the fiance. Hey, man, Nesto, he married.
You can't hang around him.
Yeah, man.
I can't hang around him. He gonna get you in trouble.
I'm gonna get him in trouble. But Nesto, he married. So.
Oh, yeah. So you got a fiance. You finna get married. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
I'm sorry to hear that, too.
My last homeboy that was with him, they were married. Now he ain't married no more.
Ooh, wee.
Look, hey, say Mike.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, he a detriment to marriages.
Yeah.
Hey, say Mike, don't listen to that, man. For real. But look, Banks was supposed to come through. Banks had some family situation going on. I'm trying to find his and Banks starter pack picture in my phone. I can't find it. You heard me? That's your people. Y'all real close, real tight. Y'all doing your thing. Shout out to Banks. You heard me? You heard me? La Familia coming soon. We gonna go through the internet and find some crazy shit to talk about, man. I appreciate you. It's been a minute. I've been promised you to come sit down with me.
Sure.
You was like, say, nigga, I'm finna bring Banks back out with me. So that's what's up.
I got a question before you get to that, though. So you from the road, too?
From the couple road, yeah.
Well, I got a question, because I always wanted to know this, man. Why the chicken can't cross the road?
You know what? That's a good-ass question. Why don't you? Why?
You know what I'm saying? I got to know that. You know, I'm what y'all call a cross town nigga. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So I don't know. I got to feel. I just wonder why the chicken can't cross the road. You know what I'm talking about?
Us ain't got no legs.
Oh,
because I ain't got no legs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
For real. Cold up.
For real.
They stole the chicken leg.
Okay, so if the chicken can't cross the road because it ain't got no legs, I guess it's crip walking.
Yeah.
Question, though. I heard this here. Now, I know, you know, gang banging ain't as prevalent as it was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But I heard, you know, up down the road, you got like, you know, you got the 60 Crips, you got the Hoos.
That's it. That's it.
Are there, because I heard this, though, so I want to know, is it a blood set on the Cooper Road?
Hell no.
I heard it like two
hell
people.
Yeah, hell yeah, they up there.
How? Where? When? Well, not in my generation.
Man, that's what, man. I heard for the longest it was a blood set on the Cooper Road.
Well.
They out there.
Well.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
I ain't met now. Say, Mike. Say, we used to go to Station 1, the Mansion, the Y, and the Player Club. On the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It ain't how it used to be. It ain't how it used to be, baby.
We used to get caught on the Cooper Road in red. We damn near didn't make it back. Wasn't no red on. I wouldn't give a fuck where you went in Shreveport. Wasn't no red on the Cooper Road when I was coming up.
Because it's the kind of place everybody
can't go.
Real. Mm. Real, but they can go now.
No. I heard they have been more diplomatic lately.
Last time I went and peached, a nigga left.
Listen, I ain't even hear him.
He left me.
I was at the stop sign waiting on him. We was in the car waiting on him to back out and follow us.
He left out the apartment.
Nigga, we was right there at the stop sign by P Street.
Man, the whole reason, that was the whole reason for y'all to go down with me in case something pop off.
I saw some of them boys. Like,
with a chopper and he leave.
That's what
it was.
Look, but the thing is, we was at the stop sign waiting on him, but I was just up there on LaGuardia like a week before that and some shit popped off and they was like, nigga, you ain't from up here, bitch. And I was, but it was cool because of the people I was with.
It be like that.
Man,
I was waiting on you too.
Yeah, they were waiting on me. Dead ass.
Man, shit be just how you carry yourself. You just got to carry yourself with respect and shit. Respect what you with.
Shout out to my boy, Lil Joe.
And shit like that.
Lil Joe from the Cooper Road, but he grew up in Lakeside over there by Lakeview. Shout out to Lil Joe, because that's the only reason nigga probably ain't killed me that night, because I was out there with Lil Joe. You heard me? Shout out to Lil Joe from the hood. With Cooper Road, West Side.
I'm about to say, Dad, you mind Cooper Road?
Nah, I mean,
look. Turn my brother out, man.
Hey, so what y'all think about that? What y'all think about that, like, niggas having? Because most people, like, even though they might claim one section, most people ain't just grow up in, like, one section. Like, niggas be, you know what I'm saying? So what you think about...
They from different places.
Yeah, so what you think about niggas that, you know what I'm saying, have two, kind of represent two different sets? So what you think about that?
Like Rob 49.
What two sets he real?
The four stand for 4-war, the stand for 9-war. He can jump on the 4, but he can jump out the
pole in the 9. Oh, okay.
But the thing is, with that though, that's downtown though, so it don't matter.
Shit.
4-war, 9-war, that's downtown, so it don't matter. Like the same way niggas from uptown rep the Mac, the Milf, the Calio, the downtown the same way. Cause I got a bunch of cousins from the 7th Ward. They hard head. So like they, you know what I'm saying? They fuck around in the folk.
But even that last shit kinda crazy, cause you know you got Lakeside and that about now. You got niggas that gonna rip that lab, it's niggas that
don't rip it.
Yeah, man, it's niggas that I'm from this. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
cause they keep it G, like I know when I was at school, you know, the Kings, he was kinda into it with Allen did pretty bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, after school, we kind of mended their relationships a lot. But during school, it was...
But that's how the Cooper Road in the North feel. Yep. The Cooper Road in the North, they not like together. But when they come from up there, the Cooper Road in the North together. Grimmy Drive, Cherokee Park, the Cooper Road in the North.
And see, that's what I was going to tell you, though. But they were going to... The North blooded up. The North blooded up somewhat.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, that's what, I mean, people, they say that's what it is.
But I see
it's why. Really the Cooper Road, though.
I see why a lot of people migrated from the Cooper Road to the surrounding.
I don't see how it's the Cooper Road. That shit far as hell.
It is.
The Cooper Road far as hell.
You know what I'm saying? That North ain't really on the Cooper Road.
Nigga, the North far.
Yeah, you got to go a far fucking way.
Say, look, I bet you get to the Cooper Road before you get to the North up there on North Market.
Yeah.
I bet you get to the Cooper Road before you get to the North.
Yeah, you already on that bit.
You see what I'm saying? So the North is really farther than the Cooper Road.
Oh, you saying, yeah.
But like when I was coming up, I used to be with Sid, Lester, D-Nut, Timmy, all them. They, all them from the North, but all they was Cooper Road sweaters. And when I used to go to the studio with them, we used to go to the Cooper Road. But they from the North.
Yeah, that shit different now, though.
Yeah, it's different now.
I know in my generation, everybody that's from the North gonna tell you they from the North.
North, yo.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? So, them niggas be blooded up.
So what part of the city, what part of the street pole consider the North?
Me, Cherokee Park.
Cherokee Park. The
Grammy.
The part like going to Tall City.
That's the North.
Apartments right there.
All them apartments up there?
Yeah.
That's the North. We consider that the North. We consider Cherokee Park.
The Grimmick. Bronx.
I feel like once Grimmick, you know what I'm saying? Once you hit Grimmick and them Project Parks right there, I mean, that's what we consider the North.
Yeah, that, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's where they, you know what I'm saying? The projects, that's where they from.
Yeah, the North. You know he really not from Lakeside Projects. He really from Grimmick.
No, where my birth Tiffany's on?
Man, that boy from Grimmick Drive, dog.
What my birth?
Say.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on.
What my birth certificate say? What yours?
Hold on. Yeah. Before we go there, now before like, but like before his daddy moved where his daddy moved it. What grade you was in, Hoda? What grade you was in? What elementary school did you go to?
Central.
You went to Cherokee Park, goddammit.
The school I went to was Central.
But
what was in the project?
But I'm saying you went to Cherokee
Park. Cherokee Park in second grade.
This nigga was up, man. This man daddy stayed in Grimmett for 30 years.
My God, now keep telling everybody my business, man.
Ain't gonna put it out there.
Man, that boy so from Grimmett, man.
So you said he falls represent.
Man, he from two places, remember? You just asked about
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
he from Grimmett. And he's from...
They have my little brother. My little brother from Lakeside Projects in Grimmie.
Yeah. Your little brother the same way, because his mama stayed up there just as long as his daddy.
Hmm.
So you from Grimmett, bro?
Well, my dad only stayed up there like 5 years.
Nah, man, your dad is... Hey, man, you don't remember because you was a baby.
Yes, I do.
Like, he remember all that.
Nah, man, that man dad stayed
up. My dad wasn't even staying there when I was born.
Like, hell, you wasn't. We got
pictures. My dad was staying in Atlanta when I was born.
Boy, I got pictures of you as a baby in there on that couch.
Boy, my dad.
What's wrong with Grimmett? Why you don't want to be? Why you don't want to represent
your... I was born, my dad wasn't even staying down here. He was in a whole other state.
But I'm saying, though.
So how that makes sense?
But yeah, but
so you really from Georgia.
You was staying in Lakeview, though, when you was born.
I tell...
Are you from the west side?
Lakeside Acres. He from the suburbs.
Yeah. You from the west side. You from over there, Coco, now.
Yeah.
It was nice over there, too.
It was back then when I was born.
Grandma's saw
it. Coco done ruined it.
Nah, man, don't put my partner in my chest like that. My partner ain't ruined. No, my great-grandmother ruined it, selling crack.
Yeah.
But yeah, say, man. But yeah,
he out, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Man, hey, man, yeah, shout out to Coco. He out. Say, Mike, what up, baby? What we doing, man? What's up, man? We forgetting to some messy shit. You hear me?
I'm gonna go to the first shit. Did y'all see the video with the girl with all the niggas coming in out of the house?
Y'all seen that video? I got a piss right
there. Yes, I seen.
It don't matter, man. The camera's still rolling.
Hey, man, you gotta come prepared for work, right?
Man!
What type of shit is this?
Somebody right if you cut it.
What type of shit is this? Man don't come prepared for work. That shit sound loud as a motherfucker. Cause that him pissing.
Unsincere.
God damn, cuz. I ain't no fucking way. Cuz, why you piss so loud?
Cause my dick big.
Man, I don't wanna know that. This ain't no Diddy party. I know you like your Diddy. I know you like the Diddy bop, but hey, this ain't that.
I know y'all ain't hear me pissing through that headphone. You a lie.
Man, that's so crazy.
Nah, my mama, she ain't. Nah, that shit was wild.
Hold on, since we just getting up in the show now, we don't give a fuck about the four wall. The cameraman ain't here, y'all. Sit down, man. Make sure you in this fucking scene.
I'm in them bitches. Hey, say, hey.
Man, what type of shit we got going on here today? Yeah.
Hey, baby. Hey, man, we having fun, man.
You're type of unprofessional ass shit.
I'm blaming Banks.
You know what? Yeah, cut the camera back on. We're going to blame Banks.
Did that. I'm going to come shut up on you.
Not Banks.
Shit.
We're going to blame Banks for this shit. Hey, Banks, it's your fault, nigga.
You heard me?
Yeah, you owe me one.
But yeah, before we was ruling,
Yeah, man.
Like I said, before we was ruling interrupted by a pissy motherfucker. I was telling, asking y'all, did y'all hear about the girl
who got the green camera? Niggas.
Yeah, it looked like she was booming, like she had that trap out boom.
Yeah, I seen it. Hey.
Well, I got the video.
Where she from?
Research purposes. See from down here.
Let me see what she look like.
Yeah, go right. After I show y'all the video, I'm going to show y'all her Facebook page.
Yeah, we need to get her on here.
I'm going to put up on you.
What? Whoever, I beat that hoe up, whoever camera that is.
A few minutes later.
I beat that hoe up, dog. That hoe dirty.
Oh, he got a plate, too?
Y'all got
fed.
Oh.
Two?
I'm fucking.
Well, she got the camera. She said the girl fucked her baby dad or something.
Oh, so she one of them niggas must be her baby daddy.
I don't think one of them her baby daddy.
She all of them trying to come and get some.
Ah, well, it's good.
Why everybody coming with a bag?
That hoe hating, because her trap ain't booming.
She putting a whole lot of ass in them bitches.
That's three right there, ain't it? That's number three or number four.
I don't know. I just know I need to find out where she live at. I'm trying to go.
That's downtown, eh?
No, that ain't downtown nowhere.
I'm going to tell you what them good be doing.
There's some apartments downtown.
They be using.
Little
smile.
Ooh, I know. Yeah, I know what type by the baby hair.
Hey, they be using that doing hair as an excuse to do some cheating.
But she was doing hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is she single? How she cheating?
Boy, I got a story.
Well, she might ain't cheating, but yeah, you know, she getting down.
She ain't cheating.
I can't say she getting down.
She making a living wage.
I can't say she getting down, but if you let me tell the story,
yeah,
she getting down.
What you think about that, Mike?
She getting down, boy.
She trapping.
Yeah,
that thing booming. I'm trying to get it.
How y'all
up though?
How y'all know she ain't praying for them or something? Or she might be there.
He paying
guidance counselor or some shit.
Okay.
She
ain't guidance counselor.
She probably doing dreads or something. She doing their hell.
It take time.
Look, say, you know what though? The girl who cam, who video that is, that shit probably was like
all that
different dudes.
It was different. It probably was
different. Probably different weeks, different months. You heard me?
I don't think it was different months.
It could have been different months. That hoe mad and hating because she say the girl fucked up baby daddy.
I don't think it was different months. But it for sure wasn't the same day, because if you look at her when she opened the door, she always got on different clothes.
So you know that.
Yeah, she always got on different clothes.
Oh, yeah, she doing hell, man. That girl doing hell. Man, they hating on that girl. What she at? What's her address? Till I need my hair did.
Shit, till I need my waves here.
But y'all seen them. They say them girls be doing, they be charging a little extra to do dreads with no clothes.
Shit, with them type of lips right there, go back. With them type of lips, shit, she doing more than y'all.
I wouldn't do that. I'm trying to.
Whoa. That motherfucker got something going.
I don't know what she doing. I'm married. That ain't my bitch.
Hey, Tootie.
I'ma think the worst me.
That's what we gonna talk about.
Yeah. I'ma always think the worst me.
Tootie, baby, yeah, I don't think the worst. I really believe you was doing hell. So, Tootie, if you watching, we gonna tag you in this, Tootie, and you come on here and you tell them bitches, get out your business and stop motherfucking hating, and then do my hell.
But look, nah.
Did you say you the other girl? You the girl, the other baby dad, ain't it?
What you talking about?
She said she the girl bad because she fucked up baby dad. She said she about to hit the baby daddy back up. Now, ain't you the other baby daddy?
I'm her other baby daddy. Hit me up. Yep, I'm her baby daddy. Look.
Yeah, I did see something where the girl was like, she was like, she mad that I fucked her baby daddy.
Well, fuck me, I'm her baby daddy.
She was like, I'm going to fuck him again or something. And the girl was like, do it or some shit like that.
I'm her other baby daddy.
I said, whoa,
I'm her other baby daddy.
It's going down in the city. I love when bitches want to get their lick back.
Well, Tootie, get your lick back. I'm her other baby daddy.
Yeah, that's something. Because lick back pussy is some of the easiest pussy you can get. It's just like the universe just present itself to you. Like,
when a bitch want to get
some... They like finding some money on the bar.
Yeah. Just pussy falling in your hands.
Yeah,
I love it.
And you can't let it go.
Nah. It really creates... That's how love triangle start.
I'm going to tell you what God knows.
Yes, sir. That's how love triangle start, man.
I don't condone it.
Y'all can down lead back pussy.
I don't want you to fuck me because you mad at her. You fuck me because of me.
You ain't got to fuck me because of me.
A relationship, they don't just get lick backs, but for their homegirls, they get lick backs for their niggas too.
Look,
they niggas done been fuck somebody else girl. Now they going to fuck the girl they the fuck nigga.
Let me tell you something. I don't mind why you giving me the pussy. As long as you giving me the pussy.
And
it don't stink. Oh, my God. I want to know. Why do young bitches, like, what?
Hey, Mike, look. This nigga paid for some stinking pussy, man.
Don't tell me that.
Man, y'all gonna have to stop saying that, man. That girl probably watched the show or something.
He paid for her time.
Yeah, to take one for the team.
Yes, that's facts. I paid for her time. I paid for her time, you know.
Man, this shit crazy.
They just had sex. He didn't care about the sex.
She was getting the money regardless.
Yeah. You know she a busy one.
He killed me with that. I'm not paying for your motherfucking time. I'm paying for what's between your legs and what's on your chest.
Yeah. But guess what? That's illegal.
No, it's not.
he still paying for her time because he said it's nothing.
You know how many married... You know how many married men pay for their wife time and pay for their wife pussy?
Yeah, but you can pay for the time. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I pay for the time.
They married and they still breaking bread with their wife. They paying their wife for the pussy.
For her time.
Just a little bit.
I'm paying for the pussy. I don't want your time.
Well, all paying so she can get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
So you can get the fuck out of my face. I don't want to hear all that bitch ass shit you got to say. No way. It'd be too much a hassle.
Yeah.
Like, why we can't just fucking then, like,
I don't
like that
business.
Like, but I ain't gonna lie, I like creating buzz too, though. Like, that's my thing too. I mean, we can fuck and then boom, but I'd rather be your friend.
I got that homeboy. He doing life right now. He like kill a cat. He from Cali. When he moved down here, he told me like,
nigga came down here and caught a license.
Now he caught that license in Cleveland.
He was like, man, these bitches down here bougie, man. They want you to spend time with them, take them to the movies and shit. He used to be like,
as they should.
Like, this when I was young, I was like 17. He probably like 23. Yeah, he like, what's up, Hooter? You got some bitches to take to the movie? I pay for all y'all. He like, these bitches act like they stuck up. You know, he from a bigger city where, you know.
Motherfucker. But
like,
look.
What big you right now. That's his one.
The way people even meet each other nowadays, though, it's totally different. Like, this shit virtual or not.
Yeah.
Shit, back in the day, niggas used to really...
On paper and a pen.
Yeah. That shit was so organic.
That shit
was special. Like, now, it's just... That's why relationships don't do as well. Because shit, that shit fake.
They don't know... They don't know what to do. Like with me, I'm very simple. You feel me? Like, if you gonna woo me, if you gonna woo a real nigga, why are you picking in my fucking face on camera, man? Come on, man. Don't do no shit like that. I'm gonna dye my shit back black shit. Anyway, but look, like, with me, like, people don't know just how simple love is. Like, you have to understand, really.
You said you never been in love.
I've never been in love.
This coming from a nigga that don't have girlfriends or nothing.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying, you want to know why?
Because don't nobody want your ass.
Dead too, and I'm broke, but look.
That ain't ugly, man.
And I'm broke, but love is so simple. Yeah. And once people start to realize that love, how simple love is, their relationships will go further. Number one, if you gonna get married or you in a strong relationship, you got to cheat. Just the only way the relationship don't keep going.
That's nigga. All
right, we gonna go away from this conversation.
Yeah, he ain't that. Look.
How the fuck you know you ain't married?
Speaking of love,
because I know people who been married 30 years. They don't do nothing but cheat on each other.
So I just had to get on my good ass right.
Mm-hmm.
So I go out, you know what I'm saying, and I see her friend or whatever. I talk to her friend. I say some shit like, what my goodly, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I might have told her. I'm like, man, get your ass out my face. Now, she said, get your sex ass out my face so I get you. Yeah. I ain't say that.
I don't know. You probably said that.
Now, I probably said, get your sex ass out my face. Well, but I ain't say no before I get you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I just turned my back and walked off. So, do you know she texts my good right then and there, say, ooh, bitch.
Yo, nigga trying.
I got something to tell you. I told my girl, I say, nah, that ain't no friend.
No.
I say, don't no friend try to break up your relationship like that. If anything, she just tell me, boy, get your ass on some shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to my girl and try to do no foul ass but shit like that.
You said that like she your friend.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Nah, but what I'm saying is these women ain't right no more. Back in the day, they used to try to build, try to keep relationships and shit like that. I was just being friendly, making conversation and shit.
Yeah.
And she come try to handle me like I'm just really did something bad. Had they go so mad at me, man, that shit was crazy. But like I told this here too though, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, but you gotta understand that bitch messing for that.
Yeah.
But I come to learn too that the girl, I feel like the girl kind of ain't like me because my good and told the girl, talking about I said she was the whole friend.
If she the whole friend, why you ain't never tried to run no interference and introduce her to your whole friend?
Yeah. Because, look, this is the thing, my girl, like...
I ain't talking about your girl. I'm talking about a friend.
I'm talking about the close friend.
Yeah, but look.
Hey, say, Mike, so what would you do?
Y'all back together?
What would you do if you was laying on side your girl and she had a close friend? like the close friends thing on social media?
What you mean?
Like, what you would be mad, or would you be like, let's get this bag?
We gonna get it in.
If she had ain't no bag.
You saying she had a close friend in the bed with me?
No, he said Instagram. You heard it, close friend.
Oh, Instagram, close friend. Yeah. I'm gonna get drastic.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you talking something else. Why? Nah, man, I don't know. Cause I rather don't be on the Insta shit. So they'll hear.
So you don't know what close friends is. Oh man,
it's
a green circle. It's the best thing.
I saw it before.
It's a story. You get to choose who see your story. Only people you choose.
Only people you choose. Like some of the women, they got their close friends. You got to pay to be on it.
Okay.
Now if you laying in the bed with your
man.
Oh, her was free. Her probably one number her homegirl.
That's the lie she'll tell me.
See, what you should have got your Instagram and start looking at her friends, close friends.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, Mike, if you was in that predicament, how would you feel? What would you do if you leaned over and your girl had that green circle thing around her profile on her story?
You ain't even in her close friend.
Nah, that ain't even how I found out, though. I found out she made a post. And you know, she did it for me to see. But I don't play like this.
But babe, you want to know what she telling you? She telling you she want to start her OnlyFans, and she wants you on it. That's why she did this. See, you ain't peeping pimping ain't dead. It just moved to the internet.
She telling you she want to experiment.
I don't play.
You want to see what's going on?
I don't play like that.
How far she can take it?
She want to see the work.
Yeah, I don't play them games.
That ain't playing. That's money. If this what you want to do, we're gonna get that bag with it. We're going to go all the way because, let me tell you something, conversation rule the nation, but pussy rule the bank.
Nah. Then I'm going to tell you, my girl, I'm going to be missing because you don't do this to me. My girl.
Hold on, Dad.
She had that good thing, and I hate her when she the one used to talk about her real bad.
You know what, Dad?
Don't do that.
She going to real life see this.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because let me tell you something, dog, what I don't understand about women.
I can understand that. This is what I explained to her, too.
Don't tell her what.
Had a baby full of, you know what I'm saying?
But that's women.
Yeah, that's what I know. That's what I explained to her.
But when they get into it, they put all their dirt out.
But that's what I'm saying.
So, Pac-Man, don't.
That's kind of what I want. I want the baby so I can know what. I can have some leverage against her. Like, she got against me.
But you ain't shit.
Yeah, I gotta have some type of art in my arsenal.
What type of nigga is you?
She winning.
Yeah.
Right now, she winning the war.
But how?
The other game.
Wait.
Because I'm like the one that fucked up last.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm in the doghouse. She able to.
Nah, you know what you need to tell them?
She able to put the.
Nah, it's on me. You know what you need to tell them? I did that on purpose to make you mad because you're close friends. Now we even.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah,
she did it right then, though, what she said.
I'm upset, though. I don't care. I'm upset.
That's some pressure built, though, man.
Yeah, because they hurt my feelings.
How deep?
Look at that. Watching a video or something.
Deep, man. They cut real deep. Because she, you ain't have to sing that like that.
Who listened to the song?
But my thing was like the same way you over it,
mm-hmm.
the shit that I said about the girl.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking over it too. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't that mad at it either.
So how the girl look?
I ain't finna overcompliment her because my girl, I really think I want her and I don't. So I ain't finna just overwhoop, but she died. Yeah.
So, hey, say Mike.
What up?
Man, so which one you in favor of? You in favor of Ratchet City or Motion City? Which one you in favor of? Because, like this.
It's some new shit.
Yeah.
So, it's straight ratchet. It's straight ratchet, man.
So what about Motion City? Because they got the Motion City movement going here.
I just feel like they need to keep their motion going. I won't say nothing about Motion City.
Yeah, just you know say, look. Listen.
Yeah, good night here.
Listen, no, listen. Say, dog. You like a little bit. Say. Listen, hold on. Mike, what you said is the conversation I've been having with people for like the last 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, if you in that ratchet and you got motion going and you got motion in the city,
yeah,
keep that Motion City going. Keep it going. My thing is, them two niggas, like, I know what they be doing. They really be trying to get under my skin.
They be in there.
But I'm forever ratchet.
Shout out to the baby goat, man.
You feel me?
Yeah,
but I'm fucking with the Motion City shit because, nigga, we got motion in this ratchet-ass city.
Them jiggles make y'all.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You see, we got motion in this ratchet-ass city. This ratchet-ass city got motion. You see how I put that?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm that's the type of shit I'm on. Like, I don't give a fuck, like, what acronym we use as long as we get it.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me the question.
What is ratchet to you? What does ratchet mean to you? Like... The word, what does ratchet mean to you?
I mean, I took a shower this morning, but I put the same clothes on that I had on last night.
It's ratchet in them off.
That's ratchet, huh?
I'm dead ass serious.
Yeah,
I put the same clothes on when I got out of work.
You shouldn't have took no shower.
Why? That's ratchet to you, right?
I'm ratchet as fuck.
So my thing is, That is what we really want to embrace, or do we want to become better than that? Because it's funny.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's
okay,
funny.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah. All right, understand this. All right, boom.
But is there really
we got this,
what we want to be?
Hold on. No, what I'm saying is we got this. Listen, we got this saying like, when it comes to RCE and PTB, because it's like that's a collective of a lot of different niggas from a lot of different neighborhoods in the city, right?
Yeah.
So we got like 5 songs that we did with niggas from different neighborhoods in it, and we call ourselves Ratchet Niggas with Swag. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because the swag, that's where the motion come in at. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, that's the motion with boom. But we some ratchet ass niggas, but we got swag. We can't, let me tell you something. You can progress. Motion, that's progression, right?
Mm-hmm.
The ratchet.
You go with this shit.
Like the ratchet, boom. Yeah, the ratchet was the motion. Now Motion City is the progression. This is what we done progressed to.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I'm saying, like,
but my thing is, why try so hard to say fuck that ratchet shit? You can't say fuck.
They fuck that ratchet
because you can't. You got motion in Ratchet City, right?
I've never said fuck that ratchet shit, but right now I'm finna say fuck that ratchet shit, because look,
hey man, hey.
Because
that's how you feel. So
no, but I'm finna tell you why though. Because there's nothing. Tell me what's good about ratchet. Tell me what's good about it. And watch this here too.
Can I tell you what's good about it?
Yeah, but hold on. Let me finish my statement. One thing too though. A fool stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a wise man to change. Now, if we embracing something just because that's what it's been, then we being that fool. And you can tell me what's good about ratchet.
I'm finna tell you what's good about ratchet. During the ratchet culture, this city will never get that back.
We don't need it back.
Shit, nigga, when we... You don't need it back.
Nah, we need to grow up.
Listen, I understand. Hold on. Listen.
Everything, the world, we gotta change with the world, man.
Listen.
I'm listening.
You gonna change with the world, right? You gonna change with the world, but what you cannot do, you cannot erase what they did for our city.
I agree. It destroyed the city. It's part of our history.
It
made us embrace being fucked up people.
No. Listen, okay, what you talking about something totally different what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the sound. I'm talking about the sound of the culture when ever since Coco's closed down, and it ain't been Coco, this city have not been the same. You can't lie and tell me it ain't been the same, nigga.
Coco's wasn't owned by nobody in Lava House. It wasn't ran by Lava House.
Nigga, ain't it nothing. Was, listen, ain't listen. It was, no matter how much you say it's gonna be, when the Motion City finna go far. I'm with that because I'm from Shreveport, so I'm with that. Nigga, at the end of the day, a white man still gonna make more money than any nigga make off Motion City because they gonna have to go to the white man.
False. So
okay. All right, bro.
What white man we gotta go to?
Eventually, you're gonna have to go to the white man for his bag. You gonna go to him. You're saying you ain't not, but you're gonna go to him. So I don't wanna hear it, my nigga.
How you know the white man ain't gonna come to him?
And that's what happened already.
Hold on. In the background. You didn't hear what I said, though, right? Hold on. So the white man came to him. So you still. Got the white man involved in your bag.
Nah,
so,
we never said a white man. We ain't racist. We ain't never said a white man can't be involved.
But you just... But
bad white man in their bag.
Hold on. But what you just said, though, about Lava House not owning the club and all that...
Because we was talking about Ratchet, and then you started talking about Coco.
But what I'm saying is...
Ratchet ain't come from Coco.
It didn't come from Coco's, but the Ratchet movement is what made Coco's and the warehouse and Voodoo's and everything else. That movement itself is what made them come put their eyes on our city. Because they wasn't looking at
Bay Bay. They made them people put their eyes on that city.
And what Bay Bay part of?
Not Ratchet. How? Bay Bay is Bay Bay, man.
He Bay Bay.
He Hollywood hood Bay Bay.
All right, bro. All right, man.
Bay Bay was going to run this motherfucker with or without. Matter of fact, let's keep it real. From my understanding, Bay Bay helped send man to go to jail. Let's keep it real. Yeah, hey, that's from my understanding.
Say, dog.
Hell nah.
Why you say that?
Yeah, well, yeah, why, yeah. Hey, me and Mike want to know why you say that since you said it.
Gotta run.
Man, from my understanding, this what, man, Bebe played a vital role in setting cuz up. Now, I had to refresh my memory on, like, the exact details of it, and I'll come back to you in the next episode.
Yeah, because I don't believe it.
But... I ain't saying that with 100% truth. This all alleged. Like, this ain't nothing I got just no stone cold proof of.
Yeah.
But from what I've been hearing in the rumor mill, he played a role in it.
Well, if it ain't in black and white, don't believe it.
It was a money play.
If it ain't in black and white, don't believe it.
Wait. So, baby need the man to get out the way.
Yeah, he needed him out the way. If any, but then that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying out the way for, like, how did he benefit?
How
did he benefit?
He ain't signed on the baby. I mean, Manigo orders or nothing.
He didn't sign on the Manigo orders. But shit, look, I'm putting it like this. From my understanding, I'm just telling you what I was told. And I had to, like I say, I had to really go back.
Did you cite your sources?
Don't do all that.
I come back the next episode and come with some extra shit the way I can present.
Cause I'm gonna be real. Niggas just be saying shit.
Yeah,
niggas do, but I don't just believe no fucking anything. Nigga gotta tell me. But I talk to so many people, be so much shit going on that I can't recall everything on the fly.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. But that's another reason I can come right back and tell you.
I don't think Bebe is the reason why he got to know.
He might not be. That's why I said it's alleged.
That's the motion you're talking about right there.
But like I said, it's alleged. But
and the way Hootie talking, even back then, Bebe been the motion.
But so, my thing is this, and Bebe, I agree with that. Bebe was the motion.
And still is the motion.
But watch this.
So,
was Bebe...
Shout out to Bebe.
Who the Ratchet King, Bebe or Mandigo?
Mandigo.
Mr. Mandigo.
So Ratchet what? King, so what is? Man. So hey. What is we talking yeah. about? We bringing up Bebe's successes.
We're not bringing Ratchet King.
Let the world tell it. If you
Boots
let the world tell it. Man, if you go out this city, ask anybody where Ratchet come from, they gonna tell
not
you.
Not in Atlanta.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Not in Atlanta.
They wrong.
Not in Atlanta.
They wrong.
Oh my, hey, boy, if you go to Atlanta right now.
One of them all of the three people you know this.
Nah, nigga. Say, boy, I'm talking about from the east side to the west side.
They wrong than a motherfucker. Yeah. But
if you go to Atlanta right now from the east side to the west side, you know what they gonna say? They gonna say Shreveport, Ratchet City.
Bebe was guaranteed. That nigga. Bebe was that nigga from this city.
Yeah, but Mandigo was too.
When?
All right, bro. I mean, hey. If you, hey.
He had one song, to be honest.
It wasn't a song. It wasn't the song. Don't worry about it.
He had... Yeah. I understand his label was the shit in this city. Like, don't get me wrong. Angelo, she was the shit. Big Papa, he was the shit. Untamed Man, motherfucker. Yeah, them boys was doing their thing, right?
Yeah.
They was doing their thing. But my point is this, to go all the way back, my point is this. How has Ratchet progressed this city? It's really helped destroy mindset.
No, it didn't.
Hey, boy.
This gang shit.
Yeah, that's come.
It's worse than that ratchet shit.
It alluded from being ratchet. Come on, man. What ratchet influence motherfuckers do? Pop pills and shit. We had a bunch of fucking pill heads.
Listen. That culture. Say that culture. What niggas wasn't getting cute during that era? Bro.
How? The fuck they went. Nigga murder was way high.
No, it wasn't.
And let me tell you something.
What the hell?
And I tell people this all the time.
No, it wasn't. Niggas weren't getting cute as often as they is now. What the fuck wrong with you?
Look, okay, maybe not in directly in that area. And, but okay, let's say the 80s, the 90s, that's when murder was the worst.
Yeah.
2000 and through 2010, it was kind of chill. But it wasn't that chill, but it was kind of chill.
Yeah.
It ain't kicked back off into COVID. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't because what I'm gonna put it like this: the progression of this city was this city was digressing well before COVID.
Nigga, our city ain't never progressed. What the fuck is you talking about?
So that's what made me ask you once again because of what you just said.
Motherfucker, ain't never progressed.
Okay, I agree with you. How did Ratchet benefit this city,
nigga? Cause they put the light on the city.
How? Baby put the light on the city.
It doesn't matter.
That wasn't ratchet.
But shit, nigga, that is part of that ratchet culture. Ratchet. You tripping.
That was ratchet, but...
That's the same era. See, everybody you name
it. Yeah, they were ratchet.
Everybody you name it coming from that era. Because if it wasn't ratchet,
yeah.
Why...
That
was ratchet. I'm just finna say... Why have all them people from Lava House on that Ratchet remix? I mean, on that Bay Bay remix. That whole culture. Bay Bay was Bay Bay, but Bay Bay wasn't.
You were number one person from Lava House on that remix.
And that was Angie. Mm-hmm. Everybody else.
But the influence of it, bro.
Game and shit.
But listen, what I'm saying is, Bay Bay wasn't Bay Bay until that Ratchet culture came along.
That points to another thing when I was telling you. When I told you.
He was going
to
be who he is.
I told you he was signed a Polo Brown. That's how Angelo was able to get on the remix.
Yeah.
You think they would allow them to put an independent artist on a remix of a song of that magnitude like that?
Yeah.
Nah.
I asked.
You see what I'm saying? Lava House, the label was... Same label, man. Them people... But anyway, man, say, Mike, man, what a nigga got coming up, man? Like, you...
And I ain't trying to blow on y'all shit, Angel. Don't get mad at me. That's my feeling.
Yeah, that's my dog. I fuck with Angel.
Yeah, let me go run these. Y'all saw that shit, Boosie stalk outside?
I ain't see.
Boosie got to stalk a woman that be stalking him.
She is.
You know what?
She ass now. Look,
the bitch in a Chrysler 300. That's what I'm talking about. Mm. How she look?
Other day she pull up, jumped out with two BB guns. She finna spray the house.
Oh, this
the
bitch.
The day before
crazy.
That, after that, she jumped out again with two BB guns and tried to walk up on Tootie. Nigga finna put up. Last week she came again. We married and I bought her $20,000 earrings. A month ago, she did some more shit. Now today she come block my driveway off so nobody can't come through. Talking about she ready to die with her kids in the car.
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah, Boosie, that hoe get a check on the fur.
Man, she wild. I'm
crying a nigga now.
Boosie called the police. I thought Boosie don't do the police.
Yeah, Boosie did.
Blocked my driveway.
Yeah, then I do the police.
Hold on. You know she crazy. We got on socks and heels.
Ooh, that hoe down bad.
So do that make him a snitch? You know she crazy. We got on socks and...
I mean, technically.
He just walked ahead
In the car, bro.
Then Boosie.
He's in that car, bro.
Boosie done got her kids, too.
You need to take them damn kids from us.
Take them children from that crazy hoe.
Then you take the damn kids from us.
Adopt the kids, Boosie. Adopt them.
Yeah.
They just walked the kids in the car, bro. They just put the kids in that car, bro. They need to take them damn kids from her. I adopt them kids.
Adopt them, Boosie.
Oh, Kirsten got another
song. I adopt them kids, man. They need to take them damn kids from her.
Man. Adopt them.
Yeah, adopt them, Boosie.
Tried.
How y'all feel about that, man?
Man, that's crazy.
I want to see how the whole look.
Oh, man. Crazy. Yeah, that's why there's some crazy people out here in the world, man. That's why you got to protect yourself, man. These people, it's real lunatics. And they look just like me and you. Like,
no.
Yeah, they do.
No, don't look like me.
Now, I'm telling you, man, these people be, like, you can't never get in the mind of a motherfucker, man. You never know what a motherfucker be up to.
That ugly man. Great. I know, look, say, Mike, I'm laughing at you. Say, look. Say.
A whole lot going on.
Man, a whole lot, man. You hear me? I already know what it is, man.
Man, crazy.
Especially, did you say you was at my house?
No, man, I don't even want to say where I was. It's crazy.
Yeah, because if you say you was at my house, oh, they go, oh, it's over. Who the?
Oh, yeah, but I'm going to get fucked up.
Who that?
Man, real talk.
Man, stop talking so damn much, man. Goddamn.
Shit, goddamn. Yeah.
Man, I'm already in trouble.
Hey, y'all see?
That shit hilarious.
Nigga, got you in trouble.
Man, y'all seen Krista Holmes? Krista Holmes just put out a new little track, and that bitch hit like 20K in 2 days.
Yeah. Shout out to Krista. You still bald.
What's up?
Y'all bald.
What you bald her for?
Nah, I'm not finna put her business out there like that. But she know she bald. She can't come back for about 4 more months.
What Krista do?
Hey, man.
I like Krista.
I like her too, but she crazy as a motherfucker.
She get mad. She sound like a nigga a little bit.
Man, hey, back up on my dog. I fuck with her. She talented.
So yep. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I fuck with Krista, boy.
For real.
Shawty scared of her. Shawty don't play with her. So when she came, the first time she came, Shawty was quiet the whole time.
Hell nah.
I like, you must got something
wrong.
Nah, it just like me and Krista, we got a bun. That's my dog. When me and her go at each other neck, we go at each other neck. But it just be me and her. It be an all night thing. And she don't never let up off me. I don't never win. She never stops. She go in on me.
She got the motherfucking jokes.
Yeah, she got them jokes.
She got some jokes, boy.
She got them jokes. For real. I wonder who the fuck that is.
They whole little family kind of funny than the motherfucker.
Who,
man?
Who?
Krista, no.
Who was that little?
Zeno.
Yeah.
Oh, Lakeside Z. Okay.
Yeah, all that is funny, boy. Yeah, that shit, yeah, me get through.
You need to get them on the show, man.
I'm burning.
Make an album.
I'm burning.
Straight up.
Man, straight up like that. I'm smoking this South Sea.
Now, y'all think Shannon saw Fruity?
Nah.
Not at all.
Y'all saw this?
Why motherfucker worry about how a nigga walk? That's sad.
If I'm stopping today, two of them wise. Let's see the line starting over there. My last stop of the day. We got up early, had a late night. We don't do exclusive here. We can just get the joke.
That's the money.
This heavy side though.
Look at the picture that... Come on, man. I don't understand what the video. Motherfucker do anything for clouds.
You see that on the that dude kind of, he ain't gay. He just old.
He twisted.
Say, man, look, bro.
He's old.
He twisted.
That man was in stride when they paused the video and took a screenshot.
Yeah, ain't nothing about Shannon Sharp, gay man, cousin.
Say, man, that man walked in that liquor store in the line around the building for his liquor. All
right.
Look, Faye, look.
Oh, she on that ass.
Yeah.
Wait,
man, my homegirl on that ass.
You got alibi?
Man.
You got proof video.
She at work.
Oh.
Getting off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Crazy. It's cold up. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
man. Shit.
Yeah, he's all type of them.
That's why he's saying
it. It's like jail.
He did that is on purpose.
That's kind of like jail, like.
You to my jail. You gonna compare?
Man, we need to bring the Ratchet King on here too.
Yeah, man, go come on the podcast, man.
Y'all ready?
You said you're waiting on something. You done did Big Fella and Niggas in Texas. I ain't gonna lie, I was hating when I saw the shit. You know? But come on the podcast.
That's how I be doing, hating.
I'm on hater.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's how I be doing.
I'm feeling like somebody get somebody on their shit that I've been trying to get on my shit.
Yeah.
I'm hating.
I'm gonna make an album for you.
But still, when I used to be real, bro, I used to hate on everybody. Never drive down the clean car.
I'm hating.
That shit he bought there like this.
That nigga stole them rings.
Nobody need 23s.
Yeah, it's only right. A nigga from Lakeside gonna hate on you. I can guarantee you that. We gonna do some hate.
Boy, I didn't used to hate on running, but nigga told me. He ain't fixed his car up. He bought it like this.
What the fuck is that?
We're going to work at that McDonald's.
What the fuck?
You remember that one that red, thing? What they, I forgot what that was. That was a Delta? The red down the rim.
Yeah, though.
We finna wrap it up for somebody that ain't going to be with us no longer.
They ain't going to be with us no longer.
Nigga.
It's crazy. Ain't nothing wrong with it, though. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm wrong with this one.
Don't hurt the king, man. I wish Banks could have came, man. Because that might, that was bad business. Now, ain't Banks considered that great? You too? Yeah, he ratchet as they come. That's ratchet, that's ratchet right though. Banks real ratchet. Well, Banks don't do no music, none of the young artists. I'm from up that way, I mean.
Politics.
He do.
They probably ain't dropped it yet.
I'm saying, like, I know he do shit with, like back the people from, like, my generation. I'm saying, like, the generation now.
Yeah.
Doo-wops and the Lil Mans and the...
He ain't really trying to get himself and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the politics. That's what's fucking up the music in the city. There's too much, so much beef.
It's nickel.
Yeah, but everybody know
money, right? Yeah, he gonna make it happen.
Everybody don't see it that clear, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't understand it's a business. Nigga, I might do a song with these niggas over here and then do a song with them niggas over there. But shit, that's y'all shit.
What was that about street niggas? It's dumb.
But it ain't just street niggas.
Say, man, look.
Man, it's crazy.
La Familia, man. Look, Mike, man, I appreciate you for coming through, man. Fucking with your boy. You hear me? My man for life, you hear me? It's my nigga, man. Already, baby, La Familia, man. You gonna have to bring your boy, man, Lil Bruce through here, man. Because I told him I was gonna let him come on here and fuck the mic up, so I got to keep my word. Yeah, man. Shout out to the world, man. Tell the people how to get in contact with you, how to get your music on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all that shit.
For sure. Yeah, kill your mic on Facebook and La Familia music all over YouTube. And Lil Mike Love. All on platforms, everywhere.
Already, man. And hey, man.
The album just dropped.
Yeah, that's what shit.
Passing the love. God damn.
That's Shreveport Finest.
Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for joining us for this episode. Make sure y'all like,
share, subscribe.
Go tell your mama get her big ass up and watch it too.
Yeah, because look, I do mamas.
Tell your pals to stop stealing all y'all. I'm tripping, y'all.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we gonna holler at y'all later.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
This ain't my business, but I just know about it.